You are in danger of living a life so comfortable and soft that you will die without ever realizing your true potential. Motivation is crap. It comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever is in front of you will get destroyed. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. The only way to grow is to embrace the suck. Be uncommon amongst uncommon people. In the military, we always say everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. At the end of the day, it's about sacrifice. The only thing more contagious than a good attitude is a bad one. The mind always has the tactical advantage over you. It knows your fears, your insecurities, and it knows where to hit you. You must master your mind to overcome this. Welcome to the Leadership Podcast. My name is Lillian, but you can call me Lily. Here we talk about leadership, success, and well-being. Yes, because at the end of the day, your health is your wealth. Do you ever feel trapped by your limits? Have you ever wanted to give up when faced with a challenge? Today, I invite you to discover the power of resilience through the teachings of an extraordinary man, David Goggins, a former Navy SEAL and the author of two bestsellers, Can't Hurt Me and Never Finished. He transformed his life with an unshakable mindset. So get ready to rethink your limits. Let's go. David Goggins is not just an athlete. He grew up in a challenging environment marked by violence and poverty. Overweight, depressed, and lost, he decided to radically change his life. He joined the Navy SEALs after three grueling attempts. Later, he became an ultra-marathoner, triathlete, and a Guinness World Record holder for pull-ups. But most importantly, he became a symbol of resilience and inspiration. In Can't Hurt Me, David shares his core concept. He calls it the 40% rule. So, according to him, when you think you're done, you've only tapped into 40% of your potential. Your mind tricks you into quitting. When he decided to run his first ultra marathon without preparation, he ran 100 miles in 24 hours, enduring excruciating injuries. Why? Well, he refused to listen to the inner voice saying, "Stop." David explains that you need to develop a strong mind. You must harden your mind through challenges. Pain then becomes an opportunity for growth. In Never Finished, David takes it further. He reminds us that resilience is not a final state. It's a continuous process. He shares that after reaching his goals, he found himself struggling again because he had become complacent. His lesson: we are unfinished works. You must never stop challenging yourself. He emphasizes the importance of self-talk, introducing his concept of the accountability mirror. Every day, he looks in the mirror and asks himself without excuses, am I the person I want to be? This brutal honesty is the cornerstone of his growth. So how can you apply Goggins' resilience in your life? 4 tips. Tip number 1, face your truth. Write down your fears, insecurities, and weaknesses. This is the first step to overcoming them. You need to set audacious goals. I would say challenging goals. You need to dare to step out of your comfort zone. If it doesn't scare you, it's not ambitious enough. Tip number 3, build rituals. Every day, take a moment to strengthen your discipline. Do something you dread. And last but not least, find a joy in suffering. Turn difficulty into a game. Each obstacle becomes an opportunity to prove your strength. David Goggins teaches us a universal truth. Life is a battle, but it's this battle that reveals our true potential. So what's your excuse? Take Goggins' lesson and apply them today. My name is Lilian, and you can call me Lily. I want to really thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, please let me know and share it. Let's keep working together on becoming the best version of ourselves. And remember, no matter what happens, we keep on growing.